you will find all the elements to cite a case from Westlaw or Lexis. When you search for a case on Westlaw, you will see something like this on your results page. You can see the name of the parties of the case, the court in which it was heard, the judicial consideration, the subject and keywords of the case. Underneath this and next to case analysis, which is highlighted in yellow, are all the citations of the case separated by a semicolon. More information about the case is available when you click on the name of the case or on case analysis. On that page and on the right of the screen, all the citations of the case are also displayed under Where Reported. All the citations are on a separate line, so it's easier to see where each starts and ends. The first thing you need to do in order to cite a case, whether in the text or in your footnote, is the name of the parties of the case, which here is Pepper, Inspector of Taxes, and Hart. When you write the name of the parties in your assignment or in your footnote, you need to enter them in italics as shown on the slide. You also need to include the most authoritative case citation in your footnote. Fortunately, it's really easy to know which citation is the most authoritative, as Westlaw and Lexis too list them in order of precedence with the most authoritative first. So this is a case from 1993, so you only need to include the most authoritative Law Report citation, and it is the one that is listed first, 1993 AC 593. Note that whereas Westlaw does put dots after the A and the C in the abbreviation for the Law Report appeal cases, Oscola likes to use as little punctuation as possible and doesn't include the dots, so this is how you write it in your footnote. The first time you mention a case in your text, you need to give the party names in full and in italics. And if you do so, you do not need to mention them again in your footnote, and you can simply include the most authoritative citation for the case in your footnote as shown here. If you were referring or quoting from a specific place in the judgment, you can add a pinpoint to the page you are quoting from after the citation. So in this case, the page you are quoting from is page 612. You do not need to refer to the print version to get pages number, as these are shown on both Westlaw and Lexis. And citing a pre-2001 case is as simple as this. If you want to know more about case citation, check out the section on Law Report Citation under the Resource tab of this presentation. And the tutorial from which it is taken is also available from the Law Subject Guide under the Cases tab.